Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow, okay. So some of you might remember back from a time when wearing dark glasses in a cinema was meant to usher in some kind of new cinematic age. The first and the only decent exponent of 3D cinema, or 3D Mark II to give it its appropriate timeline, Avatar has finally gotten the sequel everybody's been hungering for all these years. But is it any good? Well, the first thing to say is that it's a flagrant mix of new and old. The CGI effects in Avatar: Way of Water are even more lustrous and detailed than they were in 2009. As a spectacle, it's another beautiful-looking film without obvious peer arrival when it starts. Sam Worthington's Jake and Zoe Saldana's Neytiri have had several kids, two boys and a girl, and also adopted Sigourney Weaver's mysterious child Kiri, who seems to possess unknown powers. However, much more pressing than that is the return of Stephen Lang as the formerly deceased Colonel Miles Quaritch. Reanimated and reinserted into Navi's body, he has one simple mission: to kill Jake and fast-track Earth's eventual invasion of Pandora. As Quaritch tries to hunt down Jake, the family retreat to the water kingdom of the Matakinya, whereupon the second act spends time ironing out the cultural differences between the land and the water residents of Pandora. Kate Winslet as Ronal, their queen, doesn't really care much for the new forest dwellers and warns of trouble to come. And, well, she's not wrong, because A, she's read the script, and B, Stephen Lang's Miles Quaritch will stop at nothing until he kills Jake. So, in short, the ships are bigger, the bangs are bangier, and the broad brushstrokes, when it comes to its characterization, have been duly dunked with a fresh set of paint. Mind you, tipping the scales at just over 3 hours, it has to be said that the story just isn't as deep as the original Avatar. The premise is simple: the big bad is coming and there's going to be a huge fight afterwards too. However, that's not the real emphasis of this film, or even Avatar for that matter. You see, James Cameron is a passionate conservationist, and seen through the lens of his earlier movies like The Abyss, the motive here is just the same. Mother Nature has a message for us if we'd only just stop and listen. Well, with this in mind, there's a decent subplot involving Jake's wayward youngest, Loak, as played by Britton Dalton, befriending a whale-like creature who's been ostracized from his clan. Yet, when we learn that his kind is being hunted down by the humans using big shiny harpoons on the prow of boats, the metaphor of Pandora being like Earth becomes a bit wafer-thin. That said, if there is an over-applaudable ecological message here, it has been wrapped up in the most impressive special effects that money can buy. As Cameron takes us underwater, the aquatic diversity of marine life, as seen in 3D IMAX, has to be said is pretty mind-blowing. Yet, if there is a concern here, then it's the handful of scenes which look more like cutscenes from a computer game. And that's a legitimate concern for a movie, if not for the franchise going forwards. This is because when Avatar came out all those years ago, there was nothing that even remotely looked like it. Now, with the advent of computer games and regular offerings from the likes of Marvel, that gap just doesn't feel so wide. Don't get me wrong, Pandora still has to look like Pandora for visual continuity's sake. But in expanding the medium, this isn't Citizen Kane Part 2 either. If the first film was an introduction to Pandora, then Avatar: The Way of Water is a straight-up war movie set in Pandora, albeit in a slightly different location. I mean, if you loved Avatar, then you're going to love this. If you liked Avatar, then you're going to like this. But if you're somehow new to Avatar, then you really need to start over with the first movie, because this one's been purpose-built to be the second act for the next movie to come. Think of it like the Two Towers before we get to The Return of the King, or whatever else the fourth Avatar movie might end up being.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.